Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And
Christian any night.
Yes.
It's good to be a Christian any day too.
Yes.
First or Second John. Open your Bibles tonight. Second John, we'll go to verse 7. We have the Jewishers with us as well tonight. God bless you. Missing a few, but I'll spare them. Appreciate those guys as well. Feels good to feel an angel brush up a little bit, don't it?
Amen.
But I'm glad even if angels don't brush up, he said where two or three would gather together, he'd be here.
Yep.
So he's still here anyhow.
Yep.
Amen. Amen. That's right. 2 John, verse 7. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and antichrist. And if you have a Bible like mine, the footnote says that this is the deceiver and the antichrist. Look to yourselves, that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. I guess doctrine is a little bit important, isn't it? Only one of us believes the scriptures tonight. And give a good old amen to that. The word is the word. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. Having many things to write unto you, I would not write with paper and ink, but I trust to come unto you and speak face to face, that our joy may be full. Children of thy elect sister, greet thee. Amen. I'd like to continue on what we preached on Sunday. The inseparable and changeable character, the inseparable and unchangeable character of God. Bow our heads together. Before we approach his word, would you lift up a need to him, knowing that the word is the supplier of all of our needs. God bless each one. God knows your heart. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for bringing the saints together tonight, Lord. And more than anything, thank you, Lord, for giving us the desire to be in the house of God. When before you came into our lives, Lord, we would have been doing all kinds of things, all kinds of wickedness, Lord. But your grace stepped down, and you took us out of the world, Lord, and you sanctified us, and you filled us with your Spirit. And we're here tonight at our post of duty, Lord, not for a pittance, Lord, but we're here to do battle against the gates of hell. We pray, Lord, that if there's any stronghold of the enemy, if there's any sickness in the people, that, Lord, the word would come and it would heal each one. If there's any strongholds in the mind or in the spirit, Lord God, no man knows these things, but the Spirit of God knows all things. And he searches the deep things, and he can find the devil in every crevice he sneaks himself in. We pray that the Holy Ghost would come and have the preeminence, Lord. That we would move ourselves away, take our minds and put it down, Lord, and take on the mind of Christ, that now we are seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, and all things truly are possible. We pray, Lord, that you'll increase our faith again tonight. May we leave not worse, but better Christians than we were before we got here. Help the children of God. If there's any sick, may they be well. If there's any lost, may they be saved. Lord, if there's any discouraged, if there's any empty, oh God, may tonight they leave full and happy and ready to fight another day. Grant it tonight, we pray. Speak through my lips, but hear through all of our hearts, we ask. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. My, it's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. After being out in the world and things and doing what we got to do, I'm glad we still got a place of refuge in the house of the Lord. You know, the prophet told us that one of these days they're going to close these things up and we might not be able to do this. I think we might as well go ahead and redeem the time tonight and say, Lord, if this is my last service, I'm making it my best service. If this is the last time I get to be with the saints, I'm going to make sure I hug their neck because I want to make sure I see them again. Isn't that right? I want to express everything I can in the house of God. And when you speak me your word, Lord, maybe I won't have another opportunity to do this. Maybe I'll have to be like Daniel and live in a prison by myself. Paul, the same man that was writing some of the scriptures that we read, we'll probably read tonight, penned those things in the prison house by himself. Yes. How privileged we are that we can still gather with the saints. Amen. Isn't that right? And I think sometimes we let these normal services kind of go by the wayside. There's no such thing as a normal service. If God's here, the supernatural's here, and I'm not here to have a normal service. I didn't join the denomination to have the same thing I did before I came to the message. I came to meet with God at the point of my need. Isn't that right? And if you come expecting that, you'll get anything you have need of tonight. I will guarantee you that. You say, how can you be so bold? I didn't say it.
Amen.
The Lord said it,
Amen.
And he don't lie.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. Oh, let me share a few things before I forget. Brother Ernie sent me an email, please, if you believe in missions and things, and we've been supporting him. He really appreciates it. Go ahead and read that. It's been wonderful to hear from him. I think he even had some sickness and things, but I believe the Lord's brought him out of it. So praise the Lord there. I heard from Brother Alexander Magulis last night. He's back in the States. All is well. Lord willing, I'll get him in here probably on Wednesday night sometime and have him at least testify of the things that happened there. So be in prayer for that. Praise the Lord. It's good. I've heard good things, but it's nothing like hearing it from the man himself. Isn't that right? I heard from Brother, or I haven't talked to Brother Roger and Brother Sampson in a little while. The ones from India, Brother Roger preached for us here a few weeks ago. But they'll be traveling home within a week's time, I believe. So pray for them. It's a long trip. And, that God would bless that as they go home. Last night, I went to Brother Tom Dillard. And I was supposed to go to a nursing home because he had been recovering. Well, 2 o'clock, Tuesday morning, really like Monday night, but Tuesday morning at 2 in the morning, I can't remember exactly. Sister Mary, his wife, told us a lot of stories. They've been we say, like, all the way to hell and back, you know, with his trial. Right. And that's the way the devil likes to do it sometimes, isn't it? And some people think that that's not the will of God. Sometimes it is.
Right.
You say, oh, brother, come on now. God wouldn't do that to his children. He would if he's got confidence in you.
Right.
If it's like Job, where he knows that you're going to stay in there, no matter what anybody's got to say about it, and say, though he slay me, I still trust him, because I've done what the Word said, and God don't lie.
Amen.
But they've been having a real time, and not to go into details, but we spent a long time there. Went to the hospital instead because they had to take him in. He had an episode, I think he was maybe spitting up blood or something. It just wasn't good. And they took him to the hospital, and when we got there on Tuesday, about 7 o'clock last night, he was hooked up to all kinds of things. And we talked with Sister Mary, encouraged her, and they're dealing with a lot of things, because you know how things go when people think they're spiritual and you're going through some. Job still had his three comforters that decided to come by, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know. I'll let Brother Thomas, if that's his, I don't want to share too much. But the thing of it is, let me put it like this. It's not just a sickness, that's a trial.
Right.
Everything goes around because of that. That's making it 10 times the trial that it should have been. But when we went up there, we were able to encourage him and things. Sister Mary seemed to really appreciate us staying there. And went up to see Brother Tom. We prayed with him. Holy Spirit's just right there. I mean, the whole atmosphere just changed. And I know he's going to be well.
Amen.
And you don't like to portray things or project or whatever your own opinion, but when I've gotten to that channel, I've never seen it fail. Never. Anytime it's come in this building, can anybody tell me a time it failed? When the Holy Spirit came and I said, you're going to be well.
Right.
Anybody got an example? Because it's not Brother Andrew that does
right.
that.
Amen.
It's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He doesn't fail. But I got to, you know, we prayed with him and things, and then we went, and I think they cleaned him up, and he came back, and she asked if he was responsive or not. And he was, and he said, Tom, would you wake up? And he woke up and he looked at me. And I was up. He couldn't talk, but I grabbed his hand and I just said, I appreciate all you've done for me, Brother Tom. You might not know this, but Brother Tom was my first pastor. It's like Elisha coming with Elijah, and they're right, knowing the chariot's coming soon is what I felt like anyways. And you just get that feeling like, I just want to pull him out of there. You know, I would do it, but I know that the Lord's got it in control. But I just told him I appreciate what you've done for me, and I even showed Sister Mary the picture of when he baptized me. So y'all are directly related one way, because I wouldn't be standing here without a man that told me the Word of God.
Right.
Isn't that right? And I'm glad that we can trail that down and really get all the way back to Christ.
Yes.
You ever thought of that? Christ told the disciples, they spread the word to the next one. They spread to the next one. By the time you get down, it came to your doorstep. We think, oh my, I'm just nobody. I'm just nobody. God just, you know, it just happened that I came to the message of the hour. Are you kidding me, child of God? How many times we let the devil push us around because we think it was a big coincidence that we're sitting where we are now and went through what we did? There's no such thing as a coincidence. God came out of his way and sent you Malachi 4. He sent you the truth. And even 40, 50 years later, was still able to find your soul.
Amen.
When the world had done given up, oh, it's failed. No, sir, it's more alive today than it's ever been. Praise God. I didn't mean to discourage you. I meant to encourage you that I believe he's not going to be there much longer. I believe we're going to see him here. He got up one time, I think it was a few days ago or so. She was telling us, and when he sat up, he said, Mary, get me out of this chair. I'm ready to get in the pulpit.
Amen.
I believe that.
Amen.
And they've had to fight on every end. One of the doctors, you know, she said she called him Dr. Death, because his story every time is, you know, you just let him go. You know, you just let him, you know. Yeah, okay, doctor. Yeah. They just want a paycheck. That's the problem with our civilization. Money is the root of all evil.
Yeah.
Right.
Used to be a doctor was a doctor because he cared about saving people. Now it's because he can make six digits and have a nice house.
Yeah.
No, sir. Same even my profession, teaching. You know, teachers used to be teachers because they cared about kids. Well, hate to break it to you, but most of them couldn't care less about the children that they teach. They're just there to get a paycheck. And I pray it's not you as a Christian, too. I hope you're not a Christian just because it makes you feel good. I hope you're not a Christian just so you can have some secure friends that are always there for you. And I call those Christian leeches.
Yeah.
Don't got nothing to give them. They sure can take. That ain't a real Christian child of God. I don't know where this is all coming from today, but we're going to praise the Lord anyhow. Amen. How many's happy to be in the house of the Lord?
Amen.
How many believes that he's here now to speak exactly what we have need of?
Amen.
Amen. And if that's tear me up, Lord, tear me up. I want to be right. Amen. Isn't that right? I don't want to be a least Christian. I don't want to be the one that's known for taking and taking and taking. I want to be the one that's known. Yeah. Not because I'm putting it on, but it's just who I am that I just want to give. And give. Not just give anything. Give eternal life to anyone that'll listen.
Amen.
Talking to my students, actually, I was teaching today. I thought it was pretty cute, but it definitely encouraged me because I heard Brother Branham preaching today that God testifies of his gifts. Isn't that right?
Amen.
And that goes to any Christian. If you're really Christian, God will testify you're a Christian. You don't need to do it yourself.
Right.
That just goes to prove you ain't really living the right kind of life yet. You might want to find an altar and get rid of that old lion spirit and get the Holy Spirit.
Right.
The Holy Spirit will come out. He just can't. He's just a well of living water.
Yeah.
You can't take a well of living water and stop it up.
Right.
It's artesian well. It's under pressure. It's got to come out.
Yep.
Hallelujah. Now I've got my mannerisms when I teach. I don't preach. It's different. I think you understand that. But sometimes I pretend to be very emotional about something I'm not really emotional about at all. You know, like, what are you talking about? And they'll all jump all over the place. But I'm just kidding, you know. And I can't remember, I got going on something or other, and one of the kids stopped and said, "Nah, you just get all, you know, into it and think." He's like, "You should be a preacher." I said, "Well, I am." He's like, "Really?" "Yes, sir." And he's like, "Whose church?" "Mine." And they always think that you're just being smart or something. "Oh, my church, you know where I go." No, I'm actually the pastor there. But anywho, you say, "Why do you go around telling people that?" If my life doesn't project Christ, why do I want to be the world's biggest hypocrite?
Amen.
I would rather just be wrong. I would rather just be a sinner. I'd rather just quit than find out I'm a hypocrite.
Yep. Right.
That's the same with people getting experience. They got to put on Christianity every day.
Yep.
They still got desire to smoke, still want to drink, still want to lust, still want to do this. Why don't you get on your knees and get something happen on the inside that takes that out of you so you don't have to sit there and fight all day? That's what too many Christians think. We fight with our fists. No, you don't. You fight with your knees.
Amen.
Get down and pray.
Amen.
Surrender to God. We don't fight by pressing forward. We fight by staying behind the wall.
Amen.
Why? Because if we stay behind the word, the Lord will come down and fight the battle the way it was supposed to be done.
Sure.
Even when Joshua, just a time now, look, even Joshua, we know that the Lord slayed way more than what they ever did.
That's right.
And that's the same with you now. We might do our little part, sure, and I praise God that you yield yourself and you listen and you do those things. But when it comes to really getting it done, the Lord's the one that's doing that.
Amen.
He comes and tells you, go pray for them. Okay, did you make them well? Did you put the molecules in the right order to make sure that sickness left? No, sir. Do you even know the first thing about it? No. Do you know how to get a devil to listen to your voice? No. But there's someone that does.
Yes.
And he lives in my heart.
Yes.
He lives in every born-again Christian's heart.
Yes.
I don't have to go find Jesus.
Right.
I'm packing it.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo! This might be dangerous, but I'm one with him.
Amen.
Wherever he is,
amen.
I am. Wherever I am, he is there.
Yes.
That's what the message came to show us. That's what the seals were opened up for, to show you that the bride was always in him.
Amen.
We knew it. Paul talked about it, but the church never had the revelation. Where are we at? The revelation has come. The seals have been opened, and we're sitting here 50 years later. It's time for the Joshua Commission to be done.
Amen.
How? Get going.
Amen.
Jesus' commandment. What's the first word? I've said it before. I'll say it again. Go into all the world. Well, just, you know, God, if you lead me. I got to pray longer. We use prayer as an excuse because we ain't got no faith sometimes.
That's right.
Whew. I don't know if that went over just right. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Prayer doesn't mean things are going to happen necessarily. You've got to have faith before that.
Yeah.
Amen.
People have prayed and said, well, we prayed for that. Why didn't it happen? We fasted. We did it for hours. We got the whole church involved and nothing happened. I guess God's word failed. No, sir. You didn't believe it in the first place.
Amen.
I believe we ought to pray. I believe we ought to fast. But before any of that, you can't even please God until you believe him.
Amen.
Why are we getting the cart before the horse? We've been leaving faith too many times and going for feelings or left faith for hope.
Amen.
Maybe it'll happen. Hope it happens. One of these days it'll happen.
Come on.
All right, said this Sunday, we'll say that again. The devil's got two grounds he's trying to push you onto. That's the past and the future.
Right.
Yep. Get you off the here and now.
Yep.
Oh, God will heal me. He will. If it's his will. Come on now. God already wrote out his will.
Yes.
I am the Lord that heals all your infirmities.
Yes.
All means without exception.
Yes.
Well, I'll be at church, Lord willing. It's already his will.
Yes.
You just think that one of these days he's going to tell you, oh, no. You stay home from church today, Brother John.
No.
Lord, come on now, church. When has anybody said, oh, yeah, I want church tonight? Wasn't supposed to be there. But we'll justify it the other way, won't
we?
Come on now. I believe you're hearing me tonight.
Right.
This is where the gospel needs to hit, is that God does not change. Ever. Whatever he says, he meant it. Why? He thought about it a long time. Kind of forever. And he determined what he was going to say. We take 5 minutes to think about what we're going to say. We think we got to figure out more than God's word does.
Amen.
He thought about this so long, you can't even measure how long he's thought about this. You can't even tell me where his thought started.
Right. Amen.
Because there's no such thing with God.
Amen.
There's no start. I understand. That's one of those, you know, your head dumb. You just can't get back there. You know, you can go a million years maybe or two. When you start thinking, just ever? That's why it's by faith. There's a level to this you just cannot understand. And I'm glad I don't have to, because that is hard. People trying to understand the message. Isn't that right? That way. Let's put this with this. And, I just can't see how this all lines up. Of course you can't. You're not the one that said it. Go get the author. Let him come in and he'll tell you what it meant.
Amen.
That's the same with the Bible. I've seen people tear themselves into pieces. Well, the Bible says this. Well, then it says this over here. I'll give you a good example. One of the young men, Connor Hams, his name, and he's a great kid, but he's still on that intellectual side. You know, he's got to have that, got to come over to the spiritual side. Because he's talking one time to me, and he's saying, it's like, I got a dilemma here. Is it warm in here today? Is that me? Come on, Dad, get the air going. This is my church. What are we doing being hot? You don't know me better than that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for air conditioning. I'll say that.
Yes.
I told people my initials AC. There's a reason. Praise the Lord. Losing my train of thought. Okay, that's right. But Connor Hamm came up to me and says, I got a dilemma. He says, Darren, Jesus said that the law and the prophets were until John, but now the kingdom is preached. And over here in Ephesians 4, Paul is saying that God sent in the church prophets. Why? What was his interpretation? So you and me are like, what's the problem? Why? You have revelation.
Yes.
Not knowledge. You have revelation. So when you read the word, you heard it the right way. When you hear law and the prophets, you don't think that means there's no more prophets. You know that means the Bible up to Malachi. I hope you do anyways. The law was the book of Moses. All the rest of this is the prophets. That's what Jesus is talking about. The whole Old Testament was till John.
Yeah.
Right? Then the kingdom was preached because the kingdom came, but that didn't mean he stopped having prophets all of a sudden. Because the same God turned around and said, I'm putting them in the church.
Amen.
The same God said that Paul was one, you know, or that the apostles, they were the holy apostles and prophets were the one bringing the word. I guess there were prophets around. It said Agabus was a prophet.
Sure did.
It said, I think it was Justice or someone else. They were prophets. And of course, the intellectual mind can't put that together.
Right.
Because he said the prophets are done. It's over. They do that with the law, too, and that's where they all fall apart, isn't it? The law is done. Let's put it away. Yet Jesus said, I did not come to destroy the law. I came to fulfill it.
Amen.
Not only just that, but if you take a dot out of an I, you're done.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. That's why God gave us revelation. And God's pattern has never changed. He's never asked his children to do anything, but get his revelation for the age that they live in. They've never been asked to try to figure out what God's doing. No, get in God, He'll tell you what He's doing. We want Him to tell us the whole plan. He never said that. He'll tell you the next step, though.
Right.
He'll tell you where to go. He'll tell you head this way. He did it. Mike, come on now. We've had our trials, but anybody have God come tell you, move. Right. And not know where you're going. Not just go move to, so no, just move.
Right.
Pack it all up. Abraham wasn't no pauper. He had plenty of fields. Plenty of men. He made 300 soldiers when he went and fought. So obviously he wasn't just a guy on the corner somewhere. And God says, move. Never served God 75 years. All of a sudden, move. Says he never staggered at the promise of God, but was sure giving praise to God. Wasn't that right? And he stepped out and said, not knowing where he was going. Then why was he heading the right direction? Because we're not talking about his mind, but the faith that was in him. The seed of God was in Abraham, and that was who he really was.
Amen.
And as he yielded himself to what God had said, which is the word, which is the seed, it's all the same, it led him the right way.
Amen.
To where he thinks, I'm just walking somewhere. But it's right down the path. Oh my, come on now. Don't just put that on Abraham. Oh, why do I have this job? Why do I got to deal with this man? Sorry, if you're following the Spirit of God, that's exactly where you're supposed to be.
That's right. Right. Amen.
Now you're dragging Lot around with you. That's why you're having problems. Because the Word told him, separate.
Right.
That's going to get me to some of my topic here. God's character and what He does and how He acts, that's what character really is. It's who you really are.
Right.
We can put on a facade. That's not character. Character is what you are on the inside coming out. And God's character is inseparable. What does that mean? You can't just pick the parts you like and leave off the ones you don't.
Amen.
You either take all of Him or you have none of Him.
Right.
Some people think you can get half the Holy Ghost. No, you can't. You either have Him or you don't. Or you can be half born again. Wow. Now, you might be on the right road, but until you're born again, you're just not.
Right.
You say, how's that true, brother? Brother Abraham said that Judas was justified and sanctified.
Right.
But he never got the Holy Ghost. You tell me he was two-thirds born again?
Come on.
He wasn't born again at all. He never got there.
Right.
You know what we call that, right? A stillbirth.
Uh-huh.
Right.
It would have just been better, as Jesus said, to not been born at all. Wouldn't you women say the same thing? It'd be a lot better to never be pregnant in the first place than to have a stillborn.
Right.
That's exactly what Jesus was trying to get out there. But God's character never changes. Now, one of the things that we is right here what John is talking about here. He said, if somebody comes to your house and doesn't have this doctrine, he doesn't hold for the truth, he says, don't have him in your house. Now, look, I'm not making interpretation. I'm just reading. I know that kind of rubs us the wrong way sometimes, but God's character never changes. What is this? It's God has always told the church to separate from evil.
That's right.
Always.
Yes.
He's never compromised that in any way. And anytime any man thought he could, he got in trouble.
Right.
Because if you handle fire, you're going to get burnt.
Right.
And Abraham, he tried to do it. He felt bad, didn't he? But I'm sure he knew the whole time, Lot doesn't really believe this. I mean, he kind of does. But I know he's just kind of trying to be nice to me.
Yeah.
And he's trying to follow his uncle and be a good boy and all that. But look, the rich ruler had that, and he found himself in hell.
Right.
That wasn't good enough.
Right.
And I believe Lot was saved. I believe he was different than the rich young ruler. The Bible says he was. He said he was a righteous man.
Right.
Why? Because God could see past what he was doing on the inside and saw actually his heart. And God, or Abraham, as he tried to do the will of God, what was the problem? Because he was packing around. First it was his daddy, and God let his dad die.
Sure.
Yeah.
Might not have. We don't know. If he might have just left, he probably could have had a nice rest of his life. But God, you have to be careful when you had that permissive will. It's not as easy as most people want to make it think.
Right.
Oh, it's just permissive will. Do you know what you're saying?
Whoa.
Yeah. Do you know what you're doing when it's the permissive will of God? The permissive will of God got Balaam killed. The permissive will of God got Israel from 2,000 years from seeing the Messiah.
Sure.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
The whole tribe of Israel could have stayed under grace, but no. Because of the permissive will of God, He allowed them to have what they wanted. And it took thousands of years. And they still don't see it yet.
Right.
Abraham began to walk and his daddy dies. after that, Lot comes and he's packing them around and just nothing happened right. And I'm pretty sure you don't hear God talking to Abraham during this time. Why? Because if you don't obey the word, don't plan on hearing from the word.
Amen.
Say, well, I want to do great things for God. We'll do what he told you already.
Amen.
Let's go and kick the TV back out.
Right.
Ooh, my. And it comes in all forms, isn't that right? Yeah. Sorry, YouTube is still a tube. Kids these days don't even know what the tube came from, do they? Y'all remember, you know what tubes are. They don't know anymore. It's just a screen. Anywho, but no, we have to obey the word all the way because God does not change. When God told Abraham to separate, he meant it.
Amen.
And he could not bless him to the potential of who he was until he did.
Amen.
Now, God, if you're a child of God, he'll force the issue one of these days. Now, I'm sure Abraham knew. He's long gone. Maybe that's why it took 25 years. I don't know. I'm not trying to assume. I'm just saying that when we get into permissible, there's all kinds of things could be going on. You ain't never going to figure it out. There's only one God that knows what's really going on.
Right.
And it will. It will work its way out. Praise the Lord. Isn't that right?
Amen.
I'm glad he did that for me when I made a mess of his will. I'm glad he was able to bring it back.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And God was. He brought there, and Abraham and Lot had to separate. Then God said, oh my, I'm going to make you a mighty nation.
Amen.
Do you know that separation saved Lot's life?
Yes.
When Lot was getting attacked down in Sodom, they went prisoner and they hadn't killed him yet. What saved him? Abraham and 300 men.
That's right.
Yeah. Later, when the judgments were going to come and Melchizedek is standing there, how many believe that was God made flesh?
Amen.
Standing there with his angels and talking and saying, shall I hide from Abraham the thing I'm about to do?
Lie. Wow.
You wonder why God tells you to pray for some people.
Amen.
Shall I hide from Brother James that until this happens, that man's not going to be saved?
Yeah.
See, and this is way more magnitude than just dying. Eternal death is not even comparable. Because we know, like I said, Lot was saved. We know that. But God didn't want to see him die there. He started talking to Abraham. He said he's going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. What does Abraham start doing? He knows the character of the man he's talking to.
Yes, he does.
And that the Lord is merciful and full of tender mercies. He begins to plead with him, what if there's 100? What if there's 50? What if there's 30, 40, 20? What if there's 10 people who've saved the entire city? He said, if I could find 10, I would. And look, Abraham didn't even go as low as God did. God done one.
Right.
Amen.
He held it back for one.
That's right.
Amen.
Reminds me of the king that struck the ground only 3 times, doesn't it?
Yes, that's right.
And he got a few battles, but if he had only had the faith he should have, right, he'd have wiped the enemy clean out.
That's right.
Right. God's character is for light and darkness to be separated.
Amen.
Yes. Now, there's people that will come to your house that don't know God from nothing. I don't believe that's the people you don't let in.
Right.
Are you hearing me now?
Yes.
Well, bless God, they don't believe what we do. You ain't come to my house. See, that's the way that gets interpreted. That's not what John's saying.
Right.
He said, if any bring, it means they're packing some. They're trying to bring it to your house.
Yep.
Right.
Come on. Want to come and bring some two-soul doctrine. Mm-hmm. This is going to rub some of y'all, but what's the difference, church? If it's a movement, that means it's denominated. That means it's dead. That means it's not the truth.
Amen.
Yes.
Just by definition of being a denomination, you've taken on the wrong spirit.
Yes.
Now, praise God, people can get delivered. I believe. I don't believe they're sealed out for time and eternity. But you're never going to help them sitting there doing your court war.
Right.
You'll save them by getting on your knees and praying for them before Melchizedek like Abraham did.
Amen.
I hope he forgives me if he didn't want to. Brother Tom, it just makes sense of what I'm saying. Brother Tom was affiliated with the Seven Thunders. How many knows the Seven Thunders? Group that's in the message and Paul Joseph Coleman and got into a lot of mess. Let's just put it that way. A lot of things that ain't supposed to be done. Not what Brother Graham taught. Things like that. And I don't want to get too much into it. But Brother Tom went with that. But one of these days, God got a hold of his servant and said, that ain't right. And he let it go. He didn't speak evil, destroy character. He just said, I can't do this. Turned away. Followed the message of the hour.
Amen.
See, just because a man, and there's some people that's even talked to me, don't know that me and Brother Tom, they don't know the story about him, you know, me going to his church and all stuff. They just know the man before that.
Sure.
And they'll just run him right into the ground.
Yeah.
And you just sit there and go, what do I say? We all's been there before. Sister Mary was even talking about somebody come visit with her, running somebody in the ground, and that person showed up right after that. See, that's not the character of God.
Right.
And it never will be.
Right.
That's not what John is trying to say here. He doesn't mean to be mean and snouty. We're at the restaurant, I think we can fellowship. He's saying, into your house. Look,
yes.
You need something. This comes home.
Right.
What's in your house, brother, sister, is very important. And we just sometimes let any old thing come right in there. Isn't that right?
Right.
It's on the internet. Oh, I just click this, and you see all that trash in there coming in your house.
Right.
God help us.
Yes.
Amen.
Because just about anymore, what can you even get on now?
That's right.
My goodness, I'm telling you, I'm feeling the same way. Let's just burn this thing. It's the tree of good and evil, ain't it?
Yeah.
You need it for bills or something. It makes life easier on one end, but the other side, you can't even read an article without a list of ads on the side you can't even look at.
Right.
Sure.
I'm not going to act like I'm immune either. I've sat there with my iPad like this before trying to read something.
That's right.
Because it's like, what in the world? Why can't I just... That's where we live. But we should, I don't believe I should look at that. I don't.
Right.
And I'm not afraid
right.
to just say that.
Amen.
Because God wants us in life.
Yes.
He doesn't want us in darkness. He doesn't want just a little bit of sin in our life.
Right.
He wants us to be holy and clean before
yes.
Him.
Amen.
Amen.
Now we can't do that without the blood. I'm not telling you to go be a legalist. I'm telling you to fall in love.
Yes.
I'm telling you to give all your heart to God.
Amen.
That when you get convicted, you take care of the thing.
Right.
Amen.
Well, I want to speak in tongues. Well, you don't even listen to him when he told you to quit doing that.
Right.
How in the world do you expect to be able to hear his voice when he told you to speak in tongues in the church?
Sure.
Right.
Amen.
And I'm not trying to make the gifts impossible. Look, if you come in the house of God, hear me tonight, and believe with all your heart that you've made everything clean before the Lord. So we think we got to do penance. I'm not saying that.
No.
If you clean it out before him, say, God,
yeah.
I know what I've done. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Clean me, Lord. Then the blood can come again. Look, the blood is going to keep cleansing us all
Amen.
The rest of our life.
Amen.
Don't you ever think, you know, we get sealed into the kingdom. I'm not saying you're not a son. Don't get
right.
me wrong. But you're going to get blemishes from this world until we get out of here. Because
right.
we're in flesh. We're in temptation. But a Christian isn't just to sit there and say, well, I guess I'm just supposed to be this way.
No.
See, that's not the character of God. The character of God is there's death in the camp.
Yes.
Let's get it out.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. And a Christian, he's got a desire that no matter what the cost, I'm going to get life back in my life.
Sure, amen.
Samson had to get down to the worst condition he could be as far as what can you do about it. But he still had one prayer. He had one thing he could do, give his life.
Amen.
And he said the right thing. Let me die. To do what? So everybody knows I was called. So everybody knows how great of a man I was. No, that I can fulfill the commission God
yes.
called me to.
Amen.
Because what was the whole prophecy for Samson's life? He will deliver Israel
That's
from
right.
the Philistines.
Yes.
Amen.
Then he sat there, made a wreck of his life. You might be pretty bad off. I don't know, but you ain't made that much of a mess yet. You still got a chance to do something about it. He did.
Right.
Chained up, blind. We know he was doing that around the mill thing for a while because his hair grew back.
Right.
I don't think it was a month or something. I bet it took a while. Could have been years for all we know. But that whole time, God still knew his servant in there.
Yes.
He still knew his heart. He
yes.
still knew he wanted to do God's will, but he got wrapped up in the wrong thing. And that's why I'm saying that permissive will is not the way you want to go.
Right. Amen.
And as he struggled, they said, all right, let's bring him out. Let's have sport. We almost forgot about it. We better get everybody's mind back fresh up that we beat Jehovah.
Uh-huh.
You wonder why website after website's got to keep coming out, telling them how they proved the message wrong again. Okay. What are you doing with it?
Uh-huh.
See, we don't have to prove what's right. Wrong, it will prove itself.
Amen.
And that's when the Bible says you don't have to judge these things because
right.
at the judgment day, the light will come and all darkness will be dispelled. You're
right.
getting a free sermon tonight. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Because I haven't even looked at anything I have tonight. Praise God. I believe in that.
Yes.
I hope you hear from it.
Amen.
Yes.
Samson got to the end. Isn't that right? And the only thing he could do, he had one little lad there that was there to pretty much just talk to him, I guess. And he said, hey, put me on the pillars. devil will walk right into the trap.
Amen.
Worst thing could have done.
Sure.
It's the same thing with Jesus. Said that they thought killing Jesus would have been great. Yeah. They found out that was the worst thing we ever did. Amen. We should have killed everyone else but him. But we killed the worst man we could have. And not only is he saved now, but he saved every believer. All the way to Laodicea.
Yes.
I understand the age blacks out, but Brother Branham said because of the message, there will still be light.
Yes.
Amen.
We're going to leave before the blackout comes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And the devil put the deliverer right in the right spot, didn't he? Sure didn't look like it. He looked pretty chained up. Looked just like the cross, didn't it? Uh-huh. Looked like he was stuck on there, couldn't do nothing about it. But as Paul, remember, he said, Lord, just once more. That's all I need. I won't. And I think that needs to be our attitude. God, you don't ever bless me again. That's fine.
Right.
You don't ever heal me again. I don't care. If you don't ever make me feel good, that's all right. I'm still going to serve you.
Amen.
Amen.
Though you slay me,
Amen.
I'll still trust you.
Amen.
And God honored the man. And we know the story. He pulled down the pillars and the entire house caved in. And I love how the Bible says it. He killed more at his death than during his whole life. And that speaks to us tonight. Why? The character of Christ is sacrifice. Self-sacrifice.
Sure, amen.
Not put on sacrifice. Not make myself feel good because I did something nice for somebody.
Right.
No, you do it whether anybody's watching or not.
Right.
And look, if your heart's not right, your actions can say anything. You are the one. You know who knows your heart?
Yes. Amen.
Two people. You and God.
That's right.
And I'm thinking he knows it a little bit better than you do.
That's right.
And if you've got a selfish motive, look, you can't do anything about it.
Right.
You have to give it to
him. Amen. That's right.
That's what I'm talking about, faith. You want success as a Christian, you can have no faith in yourself. Listen to me now.
Right.
No faith in your knowledge. No faith in your ability to study or your ability to pray. I hope you hear me.
Right.
Your faith is placed in one person.
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
People ask me many times, like, how do you know that God's going to do this when you're in service? How do you know to do this and do that? It's not no like you think it's no. It's just faith. Faith is a substance. I'm sorry, it's real. You can't describe it with the reasoning, affections, conscience. It has nothing to do with any of that. It's a sense beyond that. It's a sense that has its own direction.
Right.
How do you know it's the Word? Or how do you know it's right? It's the Word.
Amen.
When God tells you, look, go pray for them, they'll get well. I'm sorry, I don't think the devil said that.
Amen. Right.
You might have some doctrine put up that God, that the devil wants me to heal someone today. I don't believe that because Jesus said Satan is not divided against himself because he wasn't healed. Because he brought the sickness on. That works the other way too.
Amen.
God didn't just put a sickness on you because he was mean and wanted you to suffer. Brother Bram even talks about it. Many people think this. That they're just God just called him to suffer through this. Now, he might let you go through it to prove himself, but look, if your attitude is God is not healing me, you're wrong.
Right.
If your attitude is God is making me suffer, you're wrong. It's not that at all. He's wanting to do something more glorious than you can comprehend. Do not get distracted. Now, these fiery trials are worth more than gold.
Amen.
And I'm sorry, but most churches, most people don't believe that.
Amen.
My goodness, we hear testimony. Oh, I made $1,000 doing this. Well, that's great. How about anybody getting healed in your life?
That's right.
Anybody hearing the truth? Is that real value in your life?
That's right.
Can anybody see? And I understand. Look, we are at the end. There's not going to be a big sweeping amount of thousands of souls and things like that. I understand where we're at in time. But look, most of Jesus' ministry was proving that he was the Word.
Yes.
Yep.
And this darkness wasn't.
Right.
But even the devils had to acknowledge who he was.
Yes. Amen.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Amen.
If you've got to put it on, if you've got to talk it up, and you've got the wrong thing, you've got the wrong character, you need to go back and get the right thing.
Amen.
Say, well, I've been in the message 20 years. Look, that's fine. But if you've got condemnation in your heart, get rid of it.
Amen.
I'm not trying to strip people's experience. A lot of times people think you're doing that. No, I'm trying to tell you, if there's any kind of shaking in there, it's not time to be shaken. It's time to know who we are.
Amen.
Praise God. Like I said, I have no idea where to go right now. This whole, how long is that? Y'all praying for me?
Amen.
It's just a little nervous, but I trust in the Lord. I trust He's saying what He needs to say tonight. God does not change. His character is always the same. I just got done reading Genesis 1. And when God made light, there's something very specific He said about it. He wanted to separate darkness from it.
Yes.
And He gave the light a name, didn't He? He called it day. And He called the night. He called the darkness the night. And if God was naming things back then, I believe He had a reason in doing that.
That's right.
Later it says, I think it's the third John, He says, greet the saints by name. And we take that for granted sometimes. You know, when God came to Cain, you won't find a time He said, Cain? No. He says He just spoke to him. But Abel was so much a part of Him that even when he was dead, God can still hear His voice.
Amen.
Remember when Peter had denied Jesus and Jesus rose from the dead? And he talked to, I can't remember who it was, one of the females, I believe, or something. And he says, go get my disciples and Peter.
Yep.
Called him by name. You won't see God calling anybody by name but those that were His.
That's right.
He said, well, He didn't call me by name. Oh my. Don't be that ignorant, child of God.
Amen.
Not arrogant. I meant ignorant. You just don't know. Do you understand why baptism was restored the way it was supposed to be in this day?
Sure. Come on.
He said, well, yes, yeah, so it's according to the Bible. That's good, but you got to get a revelation behind that.
Right.
Why was baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ?
Right.
First off, we know Matthew 28:19, it's the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Ghost. But every single time, the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
So when God called the name Lord Jesus Christ, we thought He was just talking about the Savior of the world. But now we found out from the message of the hour, I don't know how else you find this stuff out. It wasn't no almanac. It wasn't no commentary that I found. But I did find it in this message that the bride was in there.
Amen.
And the bride had a name.
That's right.
Not some other name. It was the same name.
Yes.
So when He said, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, that did something to me. Because
yes.
It called me by name.
Amen.
I didn't hear Father. I wasn't the Father. I didn't hear Son. I was just in the Son. I didn't hear the Holy Ghost.
Right.
I just have it.
Right.
When I heard Jesus Christ,
amen.
Something stirred up. I said, wait. The whole family in heaven and earth has that name.
Yes. Amen.
And it wasn't me pulling myself. Something on the inside said, come.
Right.
Come. Isn't that right?
Amen.
And it just pulled me anywhere. What it pulled me to? Right into the water as fast as I could go. The straight S-T-R-A-I-T. The water straight. Straight is the way. There was the gate that leads to life. Why? You know there's only one saved person? That was Jesus.
That's right.
You got to be in Him.
Amen.
When He said, only begotten Son, oh my, how we scratched our heads and said, but aren't we the sons of God? But all of us were in that one Son of God.
Amen.
Yeah.
So when He redeemed that one, the only begotten Son, when He came up, there was attributes. And now they can be expressed. They didn't have to be in bondage anymore. David doesn't have to commit adultery again. He can get the Holy Ghost
Amen.
And get that adultery out of his heart. Isn't that right? He doesn't have to be murder and selfish. He can get the Holy Ghost and be changed. Moses now can get the Holy Ghost. He ain't smiting any more rocks. He'll just speak this time.
Amen.
I believe they're coming. I believe some of them already rose and they're high. The Bible said that.
Yes.
Some of the saints have already rose up. But the Bible said Abraham was sitting there and Sarah walking through Jerusalem.
Right.
He said, oh no, somebody saw us. We better get out of here.
Right.
How'd they do that? They live in another dimension, but they're all around here. Amen. Where are the angels?
Yes.
They're all around here. Yes. Where's God?
Amen.
He's in me.
Yes.
He's in you.
Amen.
And He's all over here.
Amen.
Jesus told the Pharisees they were doing one, I think it was Sadducees, they're doing one thing wrong with their doctrine. You don't know the scriptures nor the power of God.
Amen.
And I can't help but many times when I hear what people believe, you don't know the power of God.
Right.
Well, how could God be in heaven and on earth in the same time? You don't know the power of God.
Sure.
How can God live in Brother Ken? I mean, at the you don't know the power of God, nor the Scriptures, because the Scripture said it would be this way.
Amen.
He said when he came, when the day of Pentecost came, he said God came in a pillar of fire, and he split himself as tongues of fire. That wasn't speaking in tongues. That was the Holy Ghost came, and it separated itself, and they flew around the room. What? The quickening power. They had the seed, but they needed quickening power, and it was God swirling around, and then the Holy Ghost filled each one.
Amen.
Then they began to shout and scream. And oh, look, they didn't go speaking in tongues. They were just praising themselves.
Right.
But everyone heard them.
Yes.
In their own language.
That's right.
Speaking in tongues, the gift of God. I mean, you can talk in all kinds of languages. We don't know. But they were just rejoicing.
Right.
Because they got the Holy Ghost. Oh my, I think we need to get more people actually get the Holy Ghost, because they'll start rejoicing too.
Amen.
Yeah.
The inseparable. I think we've got that. For God to love light, he has to hate darkness. For God to love you. Okay, let me just say it like this. You've got cancer. The cancer's killing you. Isn't that right? Can I love you and your cancer at the same time? But doesn't God just love everybody? You see me now? In order for God to love me, he can't love my cancer. He's got to hate my cancer. For you to love life, can you love a murderer? Now, I'm not talking about the man, but I'm saying his action. If I really like life, do I want somebody murdering?
No.
See, that's contradictory.
Amen.
Right.
For God to show us intimacy, don't you know that means he has to separate?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Think about that for a minute. Look, we take too many people with us to the throne of God sometimes.
Sure.
That's just you and him.
Amen.
Nobody else allowed in there. And definitely no devils.
Right.
Amen.
Definitely no unbelief. You can go ahead and read that at home, okay? Or no, actually, get it out at home. Go put it in the trash. Go put it in the blood. Let it be burned up. Get out of your life.
Right.
For God to show us grace. What is grace? Unmerited favor. He has to show his favor somewhere.
Yep, that's true.
You see how this, you can't separate his character. People think, well, how can the God of the Old Testament be the God of the New Testament? And I've heard very solid theological arguments for this. Unfortunately, once you get a revelation, you know it's the Jesus of the New Testament is absolutely Jehovah of the Old.
Right.
There's no separation in the character at all.
Amen.
God was merciful the whole time. David said it.
Yeah.
God was showing grace the whole time. He said, blessed is the man whom the Lord will not impute iniquity.
Yes. Right.
That's unmerited favor, because he knows they have iniquity. Not sin, iniquity.
Right.
Doing wrong on purpose.
Right.
And he's not holding them accountable.
Why? Why?
People want God to be just. I don't. I wouldn't be standing here right now. I deserve to die 1,000 times over. I'm glad he didn't bring his justice. I'm glad his justice, because that's what it is. They think justice and love are separable. And they were until one man showed up.
Amen.
Right.
Named Jesus Christ, who was able to love us and take God's judgment upon himself. And it came together at one place.
Amen.
Called Calvary.
I am.
The whole judgment for sin was placed upon one man. We wonder why he was so stressed out. We wonder why. How could God be made flesh and then struggle? And you don't understand what he was doing. He wasn't Superman. The Spirit of God, the power behind that, he did, that actually left him. He had to go as a mortal.
Amen.
Not sinful, but immortal. I think you understand me. And I love how Moses, you know, they were fighting the war, isn't that right? And they had the, when he had his arms up, they were winning.
Right.
But when his arms got tired, they started losing. So what did they do? They had a couple brothers come up, and they're right, they put some rocks there, and held them up the rest of the way until they won the battle.
Yes.
But when the Son of God's arms got tired, he was carrying that cross, couldn't do it no more. What did they do? They got someone, Simon, and they're right, came up and helped carry the cross the rest of the way. I'm sure his arms weren't up in the air at all.
Right.
God, just to make sure the victory was won, didn't trust his human strength, but he put two nails to make sure that the hands could never fall down.
Right.
Why? For you, brother and sister.
Right.
For you. And not just that. Look, many people believe that, but the message is the only way to see what it even is. Many people think they're in the blood. They're not.
Right.
Why? He that does not abide in the doctrine of God doesn't have the Father or the Son. He has
right.
no one.
Amen.
Right.
What separated Balaam from Moses? Both prophets, both work of the supernatural. Isn't that right? Both prophesied accurately. What was the difference? Moses had the right doctrine. Balaam didn't. Moses' doctrine was pure and holy. Wasn't that right? If there's sin getting to camp, we don't just let it go on. We take care of it. We get it out. We're not here to mix and to push things and get it all gray. Black is black and white is white. People wonder why the laws of leprosy were so extensive. Do you understand what that disease could do if it got rampant? It had to be destroyed black now, and leprosy is absolutely a type of sin.
Amen.
But Balaam's doctrine now,
well,
I know God said that, but he didn't really mean that. We can still have some fellowship. You see how this is such a fine line, but if you cross it, you're in big trouble.
Yeah, amen.
Light cannot fellowship with darkness. Your brother's got jobs. You're going to work. You're going to rub shoulders with the world. You don't pack that darkness home. That's the battlefield, though. That's where you're. That's actually your mission field, brother.
Amen.
He that's faithful a little, be faithful a much. And that's why I think we're missing most of the will of God if you don't pay attention to those things. You think, oh, I'm just here to get a job done and get a paycheck. No. You're commissioned to be there on a mission.
Amen.
Same with the sister being at home, doing things at home and all that. But look, brother, when you're out there in the world and they start talking about dirty things, I'm sorry. You ain't supposed to be rubbing on shoulders with the world. You need to get away from that.
Right.
Goes the same when they want to come in. How many would let somebody that cusses like a sailor talk like that in front of your children? Might give them the first thing and say, excuse me, you know, I know you're not familiar with many things, and but around here, I don't allow that. They disrespect that. You have one thing to do, brother, sister. The love of God is to get out of my house, please.
Right.
Doesn't sound like it to the world, but I ain't using the world. I'm using the word.
Amen.
When you use the word world, you only add one letter.
Right.
That's L. You know what L stands for, right? That's the lie. Yeah. It's all it takes. You add a word not in there in the book of Genesis. You brought every destruction ever came upon the earth. And all Balaam had to say was, well, God did say that, but. And he left the word.
Sure.
Yeah. Judas did the same thing. He said, oh, yeah, we'll follow him, but I'll just go ahead and sell him. I mean, it's just one thing. I can repent of this later. He tried it. God, don't play that game.
That's right.
Repentance isn't just feeling bad about
right.
it. Repentance is in the soul.
Sure.
Where you want to be made right.
Amen.
Where you want to do right. You want to change. Judas had no intention but to get money. Money is the root of all evil. The love of money is absolutely the root of all evil. When God started his church out, it was exactly the way he wanted.
Amen.
We look at what they did in the days of Paul. They didn't put up with this. What did the book of Revelation say about the Ephesians 8? You've tried those that said they were apostles and found them liars.
Amen.
In the book of 3 John, you'll find even John himself called out a man that was causing havoc. Isn't that right? There's a time for this. You can't separate God's character away from that. It's tricky if you're not in the Spirit. It's hard if you're reasoning. Because you'll say, oh, but I care about that person. If you really do, your consecrated life is the only hope in the world they ever have.
That's right.
They won't go read the Bible. Not right off the bat. They won't go listen to tapes hardly. They won't do it. They won't read a little pamphlet if you hand it to them anymore. They don't got time for that. You go to hand to them, what are they doing? Oh, that's fine, thanks. Yeah, that's great. You give them a website, oh, that's great. Let me look at the other channels that are connected to this one.
Right.
And you can't type in William Branham and get anything good. Why? Because God is not, he doesn't work through media, he works through souls.
Amen.
And I appreciate things on the internet and all that. You know, I'm not saying there's nothing good about it, but it definitely is good and evil mixed together. You know, we think, let's live stream our services. And that's, I'm not trying to condemn that, but I've just seen what comes from it so many times. You get people that all of a sudden, well, they just never show up anymore. They're just going to sit at home and watch.
Sure.
Well, if you have a good excuse, I understand. Like, well, God help me. I'm not going to lie to you. I haven't heard very many. A lot of times when somebody tells me they ain't church, it's usually not a good reason.
Nope.
Especially when you're a pastor, you say, if you're not here, please let me know, you know. There's a reason they don't let you know too many times, because they feel bad about it anyway.
Uh-huh.
But I know there's been times these sisters just don't have a car. How long are they going to get here?
Right.
You know, I understand things happen. But my point is, I think we need to put our faith back into the Word of God.
Amen.
If you've got a desire to be in the house of God, don't let nothing stand in the
That's
way of
right.
that. And I believe you need to be in the physical house of God, not just the electronical house of God where you're sitting on your couch eating ice cream watching service. You're not in the spirit like being there.
That's right.
I'm sorry.
Amen.
Nobody's that spiritual, okay?
Right.
It's the same with coming to the house of God. I don't even know where we're going, but praise the Lord anyhow. When you come to the house of God, why did Brother Graham tell us to come here and pray? Yeah. What are we here to do? We're here to just put in our time clock? No, we're here to get in the Spirit.
Amen.
We're here with an ambition. We're here for a purpose.
Yeah. Right.
And let's say, God, if you had to stay home for some reason, look, dedicate that thing then.
Exactly. Amen.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, we've had some bad weather. You can't get out of your house. I understand that. Dedicate yourself.
Yes.
God is still God. God,
yes.
God didn't put Daniel all by himself unknowingly.
Right.
God knew exactly what was happening.
Amen.
But Daniel didn't say, well, why are you out with me? I'll just go get my iPod out and just listen to sermons.
Right.
No, what did he do? I know he didn't have it, but you understand what he's saying.
Right.
He got down on his knees.
Amen.
And he prayed to God three times a day.
Amen.
And even when they put his death warrant attached to that, it didn't stop.
That's right.
Why? God's character does not change. If you're a coward, sorry, that's not in the definition of God's character.
Amen.
If you're a chicken, you're afraid to stand for truth, you want to fit in, none of that is a part of God's character.
Right.
Because God wants separators. People that don't want darkness anywhere.
Amen.
Let's stand tonight. Hallelujah. Emmanuel. Let's see. Bow heads. Thank you, Lord. Send us what he wants us to hear. But now we're in the time of the water and the sea has gone forth, but what it needs to produce needs water. We've got sin in our lives, that water's here for you. Then what is sin? It's one thing. You all remember this. It's nothing. Simple. Change the order of the service. Is anyone here who would say, I just don't know the Lord like I need to? I'm not trying to take the Holy Ghost from you. I'm asking you a sincere question. I bless you. What does it mean to raise my hand to the Lord? Confess it, Father. I'm not going to be like Adam and run. I'm going to come run away now. I'm going to look right in your arms, Lord. God bless each one of you. I know you are. Thank you, Lord. stay this Sabbath here. I just want to ask, if there's anyone here that needs healing, speak to this one. If you've gotten infirmity in your body, if you lack prayer, this is the time to do it. Please come forward right now. Thank you.
it softly one more time. Just worship Him a little bit. Just praise Him in your own way. Give Him worship and praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Words that come forth.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
No, it might have been something different. Lord. I believe you need to
hear it. Yes, Lord.
That's why you brought it, Lord Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you do it.
Yes, each one, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Watch over it throughout
this week. Yes, Father.
Yes,
Father.
Yes, Father.
Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father.
Yes,
Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father.
Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father.